Hello, everyone. Welcome again to the Living Letter Ministries radio broadcast. Like always, God is good and he is tremendously, mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. He has great things to say to those who have an ear to hear. Having an ear to hear gives you a supreme advantage in life. An ear to hear, a heart to know God. Sometimes people shun the voice of God, the word of God. They rely on their opinions that are shaped by worldly adventure. You can't always trust what you've been taught. You can only trust the word of God. It's hard to trust somebody you don't know, even if it's God. And when people have taught people wrong information from a doubtful disposition, the only way to find the truth of God's word is to study it for yourself. Hear it. Desire to know the truth. There were many that desired to know the truth of God's word. Even the prophets denied to know. They desired to know things that they didn't know yet. But Jesus turned to his disciples who had an ear to hear him. And he said, blessed. He explained that they were blessed. There were many before them that desired to know the things that they knew and see the things that they saw and hear the things that they've heard. And see, salvation was a mystery. God had to do it in a specific way, because there were people who were trying to, you know, Satan was trying to find out who the seed of woman was so he could kill it. And men are influenced by Satan. There were so many wars fought because Satan was trying to find who was the seed of woman so he could kill it. Then when Jesus came, and you would think people, a man that was going around healing the sick, causing the blind eyes to see and deaf ears to hear and the lame to walk and giving people creative miracles. See, when you get leprosy, body parts start falling off. Your ear might fall off. It may rot off. Your eye. You won't look the same when leprosy spreads. But 10 lepers came and they asked Jesus to heal them. And Jesus healed them. And they were clean again. And he said, go show yourselves to the priest. But one of them came back and worshiped him and praised Jesus. And Jesus said, made him whole. All of his body parts came back. He was like it never happened, but the others were just healed. He said, where are the other 9? Now, you would think somebody that came and worked miracles and represented God, people would love him. But the religious people hated him. They were envious of him and they hated him. They ended up wanting him crucified. They tried to kill him before ahead of time, but he would walk through the crowds. They couldn't figure out who he was. They couldn't kill him ahead of time. They wanted to. They tried to trap him in words, and they couldn't do it. He was too wise for them to trap. You can't trap God in words. They never stopped seeing him as an ordinary man. And he was the seed of woman, the one that Satan feared. And it's no different now. Some people have ears to hear, but they haven't heard yet. They will love God. They're doing crazy things. They're doing things they shouldn't do. They act just like the world. And they have ears to hear. But the enemy is afraid of them learning who God is. And sometimes he can detect when people have an ear to hear. And while they're still influenced by the world, he try to mar their life so that they can't ever be a threat. Get them in jail, dead. Or neutralize where they can't be a threat. So what I mean by neutralize, if they do something so embarrassing, see, when you do people wrong, If you rape somebody in your family, for instance, and you do something wrong like that, then when it's time for you to learn who God is, you feel unworthy. And if God wants you to do something, you feel like you're too embarrassed to honor God. If he'll try to mar your life so you can't go forward, get you neutralized. Now, if you fall for that, a lot of people do. That's why they don't want to. When people have done things they're embarrassed about, they try to move away. They don't want to honor God. They don't want to give God all their life. And if they do get saved, they don't want to follow him because they feel they're looking at the deed they did while they were influenced by Satan. And all of us have done things that we should not have done and helped nobody find out about. But you can't let a thing like that stop you. You have to face it. And you have to conquer it. And go forward. That's what Satan is afraid of. You have to become, if you have ears to hear, you can become what Satan fears. Now, Satan is a political demon. He's an evil fellow. And he's the one who tried to set you up to do things. He don't show you all the things that's going to follow your deeds. There's a bait side and a hook side. He control people. He enters your life through weaknesses, hurts, and fears. All your weaknesses, Jesus can help you conquer them, and they can become strengths. Instead of you being weak in a certain area, you can become strong in a certain area, in the same area. And you just have to deal with it. Sometimes you have to go back and apologize and let people know. People can judge good and evil. And they know that there's a devil out there. And some people will forgive you, some people won't. But you have to ask for it anyway. You just have to be a man about it. And you have to, and the Lord will help you navigate through situations like that. And then if, you know, and people and things that happened to you that you had nothing to do with, a girl that's raped, the enemy will cause her to feel unworthy, nasty, no good, not valuable. But you're dear and valuable to God. And if somebody did you wrong to make you feel like that, you have to, you love God and take him at his word. I found out if you forgive people, you got your power back. If you can forgive the people that did you wrong, you got your power. You can go forward in life. Or you can look at how wrong they did you and stay, and you'll be their slave. If you, whoever you fear and whoever did you wrong, if you don't forgive them, then you're still in a trap, in their trap. You let them mar your life and keep you from going forward. And I know that sounds weird to the world, but the world runs backwards. Satan know what he's doing. Satan know all these things that I'm preaching. And that's how he gets an advantage, because he took the knowledge of God, twisted it, and he uses it against you. And everybody you love, he's trying to destroy everybody systematically as he can. And he can't always get away with what he want to do, but he tries. Jesus taught love everybody, love all men. If somebody did you wrong, forgive them. If they take your coat, give them your cloak also. Now, all these things, they don't build pride, but they work. If you're trying to build a pride life, you're not going to do it. And you won't see the wisdom in it. But if you love God, I did it because Jesus said it. I didn't understand what I was doing. I'm being honest with you. I said, I'm going to love everybody just like he said, because I trust him. And I found out there was a lot of reasons why he said it that were good, gave me advantage. And I don't fear the people that did me wrong. I said, that's why he said that. It works. You know, people, you know, I tried to get, all I wanted to do is get a mechanic job. And they had me washing cars. They lied to me. So I did what Jesus said do. I forgave them. Just like he said. Because he said it. And I knew that they were lying to my face. But I forgave them and went on. Started my own. I got tired of being lied to, so I hired myself. I started my own business. It wasn't the best business in the world, but I was able to eat. And I was able to pay my bills. And I grew. Now, God loves us. You don't have to let people hold you back. Now, we've been dealing with end days. And the last broadcast, we were talking about the day after the rapture. And we're going to, this is the day after the rapture, part two. But I had to build a foundation, so because if you trust God, if you learn to trust him, he will guide you and help you navigate in these end days. You don't have much time left. Jesus has to come back right about now. These are the last days. The rapture is about to take place. What is the rapture? The word rapture is not in the New Testament. It's not, but it is. Paul called it a snatching away forcefully. We're going to disappear in the twinkling of an eye. So they gave it a name called rapture. It means to be taken quickly. There are other references too. But it is there. But the word rapture may not be there. But it is. Jesus is going to take his people. Now, years ago, I asked the Lord, I said, Lord, what is the rapture going to be like? I was sacking groceries at a grocery store. That's where I worked before I got a mechanic job. I was working at a food giant in Huffman. And one Saturday morning, I prayed and asked the Lord, what would the rapture be like? And I saw a lady just disappear. I heard the horn and I saw her disappear in a vision, an open vision. I'm sacking groceries. The Lord used the setting I was in to show me this. She disappeared, red dress and all. It's going to happen. God's going to take his people off the earth so he can judge the earth. Now, these broadcasts are 30 minutes long on the website, newlivingletters.com. newlivingletters.com. But they're 15 minutes on the radio. Now, when I saw this, I knew what the rapture would be like. I can't forget it. When God gives you a vision, most of the time you're just not going to ever forget it. I will remember that forever. Now, I'm warning people so that they'll know what's happening. The Lord, he don't like everything that happens. He don't control people's will. He don't make people have ears to hear. That's their choice. If you love the light of God's word, you have ears to hear. Some people just want to get saved and they don't want to do any ministry. They don't want to learn all the details so they can help others. They just want to get saved. That's better than nothing. But you're going to have to one day learn how to navigate this life. Every believer should desire the things of God and the gifts of the Spirit so that they can conquer in this life. Now, they're going to cry the loudest. The people that just get saved and just, they flounder around. They don't really grow. They're not trying to learn who God is. They get saved. All right, they're going to heaven. And the heaven rejoices for them, and I do too. Not putting anybody down. But they're going to cry loud when their loved ones are not there. That could have been if they would have just yielded to the Holy Spirit. They're going to cry the loudest. But the people that do what I'm saying and have ears to hear and try to learn how things work so they can help people understand so that they can trust God. See, people can't trust God if they don't understand. They got to get the knowledge first. And is that the faster that happens, the more people you're going to win and the less tears you're going to shed because you did what you were supposed to. But when people don't have ears to hear, there are things that just that's going to be out, that's going to remain out of place. And that's not God's fault. The day of the rapture, people are going to, God can only take his people who love him, who follow him, no matter how we love them, no matter how we really want them to live forever. God will only take those who are on his side, those who are not walking according to the world, those who govern their life scripturally, those who believed on Jesus Christ and his blood washed away their sins. Now, people who get in forms of unforgiveness and strife, he's going to have to leave them here. Even Christians who did believe on Jesus, because if they don't forgive others, their sins won't be forgiven either. And they'll be back at square one, and he can't take them in the rapture. That's why we gotta be forgiven. Now, this is what it'll look like the day after the rapture. A lot of people that thought they were going, they're not going. They'll still be here with questions. They're going to wonder, why did Jesus leave me? Remember, Jesus will not make a mistake about this. Heaven don't make mistakes. If you get left, it's because you didn't line up with the word somewhere. And if you're satisfied with what you believe, if Jesus came right now, you know for a fact you'll go with him. Is it a scriptural reason or an assumption? If it's scripture, you're safe. Galatians, I think it's 5 or 6. It talk about the things that why people will be out of the kingdom of God. And there's a list. Witchcraft, homosexuality, fornication, adultery, lying, stealing. You know, do what's right because it's right. Live a life that God can bless, and don't live a life that he can't bless. Strife, unforgiveness, it's listed there. But when you love God, your life lines up. Ask God, continually ask the Lord to forgive you of all your sins and do all you can to do everything right. Because it's right. You're asking the Lord to, don't ask the Lord to make exceptions for you. Because he can't, and he's not. He extends his love, you extend your love to him. He said, be perfect, for I'm perfect. But people don't, they tone it down. He meant what he said. Now, I know there's going to be times that you know, things that you may not realize. That's why we ask the Lord to forgive us. He is our high priest. Don't be afraid. Because God, he's for you. He's not against you. He just can't break his word. And don't try, it's best not to put him in a position to asking him to change his rules for you. Be on his side for real. And the people that hinder you, you're going to have to ask the Lord to give you wisdom. The word of God will strengthen your heart so that you can make a sober decision on purpose and with intent. And my friend, if you can do it, you know, and encourage people to follow God. Sometimes the people that you encourage will one day encourage you. God loves all of us. He wants to forgive all of us. He don't want you to drown in something you did 20 years ago. Just because people will think the worst of you. And they will think the worst of you. But don't be concerned with what people think. Go deal with what God knows. He loves you. He's the one that made you. They didn't make you. They're going to be mad at you, or sometimes you'll be surprised at the people who will try to get you to receive forgiveness. And sometimes the victim that you hindered will want you to get saved. But when you get saved, thank God that you're saved. And ask people to forgive you for what you know you did. And it's important because God loves us. He's got to come back. There will be children that will come home to no parents. There are parents that will come home and some of their children will be saved and gone in the rapture. All the babies, all the young children that were under the age of accountability, but the ones that knew better and didn't do better will be here looking for cousins and aunties and somebody to take care of them if their Christian parents were gone. Now, some whole families will be left, the whole family. And the parents have to realize, well, we didn't go to church. We didn't believe. We didn't know. They're going to feel reassured. The children are going to feel slighted. My parents didn't take me to church. And now now you're going to have to deal with wars and problems. You know, billions of people are going to die, folks. The tribulation period, it will not be like grace. Even our country will be attacked in nuclear wars. A lot of things are going to change. You're not going to be able to buy or sell. Everything is going to be in the advantage of the Antichrist. They're going to try to hunt you down like an animal to make you take the mark, or they're going to kill you. If you're already in jail, they already got you. If you're in the hospital, they got you still. If you don't know how to get away in the cold weather and in the heat, if you have medical problems, you're not going to be able to buy your medicine. And you're going to have to either deny Jesus to buy your medicine and your food for a few years, or they're going to kill you. And if you're rich, you're not going to be able to spend the money you got. You're not going to be able to buy or sell. It behooves you to believe on Jesus now and miss out on all that foolishness. Satan, you're going to find out how impolite Satan really is. He baits you with stuff that he didn't pay for. Everything he gives you is stolen. He's giving you a lie life. A lie life. Fake friends. Fake money. Stolen money. Borrowed time. A lie life. Your life has no foundation. If you die, you'll go straight to hell fooling with him. But Jesus gives you true life. You'll deserve everything he gives you. Because you'll work for it. Now, he gave you salvation. We don't deserve that. But all the other blessings, you know, faith without works is dead. And if you learn his ways, you're going to do fine. Nobody should settle for a lying life. The enemy is out there. And he tell people lies and walk away. And they believe it. And they end up doomed. Now, the Lord gave us life and that more abundantly. But the enemy come for three reasons. To steal, to kill, and destroy. He'll use the power of your life to advance his mission. And whatever he say to you is wrong. He's lying if he's thinking. Whatever he say, whatever come out of his mouth, is not for you. But whatever the words that proceeds from God's mouth is life. And he's trying to give everybody life. But they got what we have to have ears to hear. We got to hear him out. We got to believe him. If we don't believe him, we can't have life. And he didn't do us wrong, but he's been portrayed wrong. Portrayals, the enemy portrays God wrong. And wherever men are not looking, that's where the enemy works. Lack of knowledge. And pride of life. He can always get one in on a man when they lack knowledge and they have pride, especially if they have pride. Now, if they lack knowledge and they have ears to hear, when Satan speaks something, it won't sit well. That's why pastors do help people so much. They may not know everything. They may have been taught wrong. But as they endeavor to learn God's word and hear him out, when they hear the wrong thing, it don't sit well. And the most honorable and wisest pastors and ministers of God, they take heed to the Lord and they find out the truth of things. See, everybody in the world, everybody that loves God, we're all on a quest. We're learning as we go. And those who have taken more time to build their life on the foundation, and they take time and they actually do the things of God, they're always learning and ever increasing. It's not like we know everything about God and then we minister. We learn some facts and then we minister and we endeavor and we grow. We have to learn to believe God and take him at his word just like everybody else. We have to learn to operate by faith. We have to reject fear. We have to reject unbelief. We have to overcome our weaknesses. And I'm going to tell you, if you're hurt, if people have hurt you in life, did you wrong and it hurt you, the only way you're going to heal is to forgive them. Forgive them and look to the Lord. If you forgive them, you're free from that. That can't hold you back anymore. If you did somebody wrong and you feel guilty about it, you have to go ask God to forgive you and ask them to forgive you. If you ask God to forgive you, then you're free. And if they forgive you, you help them be free. If they don't forgive you, then they're not free to you. But if you ask them to forgive you and you love them, then it helps them to get over it and move on. If sin was not here, then you wouldn't have done the things you did. But people don't know everything about sin, so you're going to have to learn to forgive yourself and seek to do right. Zacchaeus said, if I stole anything from anybody, I'll pay him four times over. We have to have the heart of God. And Jesus died so we could have the heart of God. And if we have ears to hear, it can happen. Now, I refer to a scripture in Galatians. It was 5 or 6. I found it. It's in chapter 5. 5 verse 18, it says, but if ye be led of the Spirit, you are not under the law. Now, the works of the flesh are manifest, which are adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, and heresies, envies, murders, drunkenness, revelings, and such like, of the which I tell you before, as I have told you in time past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. So these are the things you want to get rid of. And as it started, those verses I just read, if you're led by the Spirit of God, you're not under the law because you're operating according to the love of God. If you walk in the Spirit, you should not fulfill the lust of the flesh. That's the key. If you're led of the Spirit, you're not under the law. If you walk in the Spirit, you're not going to do these things anyway. You don't want them. And then he says, in verse 22, but the Spirit, this is Galatians 5, verse 22. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such, there's no law. This is the new way you're going to live, according to the Sermon on the Mount, found in Matthew chapter 5. And you're going to defeat Satan just like Jesus did in Matthew chapter 4. You're going to go by the word of God. If you're looking to the word of God, you're going to master all things eventually. You're going to start living according to God's word, and you're going to do better and better and not worse and worse. And God knows we got to grow. He knows that we're only so strong. So believing on Jesus is the key. You go into heaven. Even if you're not perfect, like he said, be perfect. You're still going to heaven because you believed on Jesus. But you got to forgive everybody else. And always ask the Lord to forgive you if you do something stupid, if you do something wrong. If you think you did something wrong, just ask the Lord to forgive you and help you not ever do it again. I want people to go in the rapture and miss the tribulation period, which follows. See, the day after the rapture is the first day of the tribulation. There's no more grace. Now, people can still get saved. And even the judgments of God is designed to cause people to start getting saved. But these are the same people that didn't listen to us. So God, now they're going to be stuck in a tribulation. If they don't believe God and get pay attention to him, they're going to get killed. Yeah, they may not survive it. And the world system's going to be fierce. It's not going to be like now. You'll go to jail for being a Christian. Even in this country, it's not going to be like it is